The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Vaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Hello and welcome to another episode of No Excuses. This is Fitz, this is Vaughan Radio, and we're going to start with questions on how much and how many using countable and uncountable nouns. So I will say, ask me about the quantity of sugar in a can of Coke, of Coca-Cola. And you will say, how much sugar is there in a can of Coke? I will say 39 grams, and you'll say there's 39 grams of sugar in a can of Coke. Now you might say, whoa, but grams is plural, and you are right, but the quantity is uncountable because you're talking about sugar. Ah, there you go. Right. So ask me about the quantity of sugar in a can of Coke. Ask me about the quantity of sugar in a can of Coke. How much sugar is there in a can of Coke? How much sugar is there in a can of Coke? 39 grams. There's 39 grams of sugar in a can of Coke. There's 39 grams of sugar in a can of Coke. Ask me about the quantity of people in that company. Ask me about the quantity of people in that company. How many people are there? People are, always. How many people are there in that company? How many people are there in that company? 528. There are 528 people in that company. There are 528 people in that company. When you say five, make sure you produce a strong V, five. Ask me about the quantity of buses from here every day. Ask me about the quantity of buses from here every day. How many buses are there from here every day? How many buses are there from here every day? 17. There are 17 buses from here every day. Excuse me. There are 17 buses from here every day. Ask me about the quantity of flights he takes every year. Ask me about the quantity of flights he takes every year. How many flights does he take every year? How many flights does he take every year? 30. He takes 30 flights every year. He takes 30 flights every year. Ask me about the quantity of oil they sell every quarter. Ask me about the quantity of oil they sell every quarter. How much oil do they sell every quarter? Now, quarter, you would say trimestre in Spanish. We say quarter, 3 months, a 3 month period. How much oil do they sell every quarter? 3 million barrels. 3 million barrels. They sell 3 million barrels of oil every quarter. They sell 3 million barrels of oil every quarter. Ask me about the quantity of electricity he uses every day. Ask me about the quantity of electricity he uses every day. How much electricity does he use every day? How much electricity does he use every day? Every day. 3 kilowatts. 3 kilowatts. He uses 3 kilowatts of electricity every day. He uses 3 kilowatts of electricity every day. Ask me about the quantity of cars he has. Ask me about the quantity of cars he has. How many cars does he have? How many cars does he have? 26. 26. He has 26 cars. He has 26 cars. Ask me about the quantity of water they need. Ask me about the quantity of water they need. How much water do they need? How much water do they need? Now, be careful of this answer. This answer is 8.55 litres. Remember that in English, after the decimal point, each number is spoken separately. So we do not say 8.55. 8.55. 8.55. They need 8.55 litres of water. They need 8.55 litres of water. Ask me about the quantity of board meetings every year. Ask me about the quantity of board meetings every year. How many board meetings are there every year? How many board meetings are there every year? 47. 47. There are 47 board meetings every year. There are 47 board meetings every year. Excuse me. Ask me about the quantity of beer in the bottle. Ask me about the quantity of beer in the bottle. How much beer is there in the bottle? How much beer is there in the bottle? 500 millilitres. 500 millilitres. There's 500 millilitres of beer in the bottle. Again, because 500 millilitres in itself is plural, but beer is uncountable. So there's 500 millilitres of beer in the bottle. Ask me about the quantity of tourists in Madrid in August. Ask me about the quantity of tourists in Madrid in August. How many tourists are there in Madrid in August? How many tourists are there in Madrid in August? And the answer is millions. So hundreds, thousands, millions. There are millions of tourists in Madrid in August. There are millions of tourists in Madrid in August. Let's do a little bit of work with direct and indirect objects and pronouns right now. So I will say to you, for example, when did Michael and Denise show the book to their mother? When did Michael and Denise show the book to their mother? And I want you to change everything to a pronoun. So in this case, it will be, when did they show it to her? When did Michael and Denise show the book to their mother? When did they show it to her? When did the woman hand the documents to Nigel? When did the woman hand the documents to Nigel? When did she hand them to him? When did she hand them to him? When did the workers deliver the merchandise to the inspector? When did the workers deliver the merchandise to the inspector? When did they deliver it to him or to her? When did they deliver it to him or to her? Because the inspector doesn't specify whether it is a man or a woman. When did your uncle sell his car to the Smith family? When did your uncle sell his car to the Smith family? When did he sell it to them? When did he sell it to them? When did Natasha receive the ticket from her cousin? And her cousin is a man. When did Natasha receive the ticket from her cousin? When did she receive it from him? When did she receive it from him? When did the parents take the toy from their daughter? When did the parents take the toy from their daughter? When did they take it from her? When did they take it from her? When did you buy the computers from the dealer? When did you buy the computers from the dealer? Now, the dealer is a man. When did you buy them from him? When did you buy them from him? When did the postman give the letters to the woman? When did the postman give the letters to the woman? When did he give them to her? When did he give them to her? All right, very good. Let's do a bit of vocabulary. We're looking at vocabulary booklet 3, list number 9. Un atajo. Un atajo. A shortcut. Is there a shortcut? Can I take a shortcut? Disciplina. Now, a shortcut can be positive in terms of if you're talking about a journey or maybe a way to get around traffic. But if a person takes shortcuts, in their job, it means they are not performing well. They're being lazy. Disciplina. Disciplina. Discipline. Discipline. Para siempre. Para siempre. Forever. Forever. Pastor alemán. Pastor alemán. German shepherd. Now, when I was growing up, we always called these dogs Alsatians, which is to do with the province of Alsace, which historically has been sometimes German, sometimes French. Now it's French since the Second World War. But even in Ireland now, the term German shepherd is used more often. Chismoreo. Chismoreo. Gossip. Gossip. There's a TV series called Gossip Girl that I've never seen. I think maybe I will never see it. Auriculares. Auriculares. Headphones. Also sometimes earphones. And now what you get with the Apple phone, the wireless ones are called earbuds. Earbuds. Leader. Leader. In English, leader. Careful of the pronunciation. Leader. He's a good leader. She's a good leader. The world needs more leaders. Cercano. Cercano. Nearby. Nearby. Excuse me, sir, if you're walking down the street. Excuse me, sir. Is there a pharmacy nearby? Is there a pharmacy nearby? Simple o sin aires. Simple o sin aires. Plain. Plain food. Plain people. Plain clothes. You would talk about an undercover detective, especially in British and Irish English. I don't think it's used as much in the United States. We would say, he's a plain clothes detective, as in he's a policeman, but he doesn't wear a uniform. He's undercover. Pragmatico. Pragmatico. Pragmatic. Pragmatic. Strong G in the middle. Pragmatic. Arriesgado. Arriesgado. Risky. This is very risky. It's a risky business. We're taking a lot of risks. It's risky. Escándalo. Escándalo. Scandal. Again, careful of the pronunciation. Scandal. Not a scandal. Scandal. Listo o elegante. Listo o elegante. Smart. So you could say he's a smart dresser. She dresses smartly. For the purposes of the training course, the dress code is smart casual. But he's a smart person. She's a smart person, meaning intelligent. Resumen. Resumen. Summary. We need a summary. Apretado. Apretado. Tight. We have a tight schedule, meaning we're up against the clock. Or I've eaten too much over Christmas. My clothes are too tight. I need to lose weight. Exportar. Exportar. To export. To export. Odiar. Odiar. To hate. To hate. We say love and hate are two sides of the one coin. The most powerful emotions. Dudar o vacilar. Dudar o vacilar. To hesitate. To hesitate. Inspeccionar. Inspeccionar. To inspect. To inspect. With the emphasis on the second syllable. To inspect. Levantar. Levantar. To lift or to raise. To lift or to raise. Echar de menos o perder. Echar de menos o perder. To miss. To miss. I miss the train. I miss the plane. I miss the bus. And of course you miss people. I miss her because she lives far away. I haven't seen her for a long time. Recordar. Recordar. To recall. The Ford Motor Company recalled a batch of Ford Focuses because there was a problem with the radiator. Dar la mano. Dar la mano. To shake hands. To shake hands. And of course, you can also shake hands on a deal. Let's shake hands. We agree the deal with our with our words and our and shaking hands. A no ser que. A no ser que. Unless. I won't do it unless you help me. I won't do it unless you help me. Anchura. Anchura. With. W-I-D-T-H. But it's pronounced almost exactly like with. As in con. Are you with me or are you against me? With. W-I-D-T-H. Let's work with some indefinite pronouns. So I'm going to give you a wording that will sound very strange. I will say, for example, tell me about an interesting thing on television tonight. Tell me about an interesting thing on television tonight. And you will say, there's something interesting on television tonight. There's something interesting on television tonight. So we're going to practice with something, everything, everyone, nobody, anywhere, any, everybody. So here we go. Tell me about an interesting thing on television tonight. There's something interesting on television tonight. There's something interesting on television tonight. Ask me about all the things being finished. Now this might, you might say, but nobody speaks English like this. Yes, but the point is we need to elicit the indefinite pronoun and it sounds normal. Ask me about all the things being finished. Is everything finished? Is everything finished? Ask me about a clever person in that company. Ask me about a clever person in that company. Is there anyone clever in that company? Is there anyone clever in that company? Tell me that zero people are going. Tell me that zero people are going. Nobody's going. Nobody's going. Ask me about a good place for coffee near here. Ask me about a good place for coffee near here. Is there anywhere good for coffee near here? Is there anywhere good for coffee near here? Ask me about famous restaurants near my office. Ask me about famous restaurants near my office. Are there any famous restaurants near your office? Are there any famous restaurants near your office? Ask me about all the people being hungry. Ask me about all the people being hungry. Is everybody hungry? Is everyone hungry? Also, they're the same. Is everybody hungry? Is everyone hungry? Tell me about a rich person in that office, but I want you to give it to me in a negative. Tell me about a rich person in that office. There isn't anyone rich in that office. There isn't anyone rich in that office. Ask me about him knowing a person in London. Ask me about him knowing a person in London. Does he know anyone in London? Does he know anyone in London? Tell me that zero things are ready. Tell me that zero things are ready. Nothing is ready. Nothing is ready. Ask me about a relaxing place to have lunch near here. Ask me about a relaxing place to have lunch near here. Is there anywhere relaxing to have lunch near here? Is there anywhere relaxing to have lunch near here? Tell me about a better thing than that, but in a negative. Tell me about a better thing than that. Negative. There isn't anything better than that. There isn't anything better than that. Tell me all the additional people are working right now. Oh, this is difficult. I'll give you a clue. You're going to use the word else in your response. Tell me all the additional people are working right now. Everyone else is working. Everyone else is working. Ask me about an additional thing that you can buy. Ask me about an additional thing that you can buy. Is there anything else that I can buy? Is there anything else that I can buy? Tell me about a hard thing in the soup. Tell me about a hard thing in the soup. There's something hard in the soup. There's something hard in the soup. Ask me about an additional place. Ask me about an additional place. Use else in your response again. Is there anyone else? Sorry, excuse me. Is there anywhere else? Is there anywhere else? Okay, very good. We'll come back and review that before we finish the program, because that is a useful exercise, but a difficult one, a tricky one. It comes from a book called Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo. Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo. Book one. There's book one and book two. And that was written by a fantastic former teacher of ours, a Scotsman called Ewan Dunn. Very, very, very intelligent guy, very hardworking guy, a brilliant teacher on our masters, and he wrote two books, Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo 1 and Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo 2. So if you have a high intermediate or an advanced level, I highly recommend those books to you, because they come with audio and they are like a cerebral gymnasium, a gym for your brain, a gym for your brain. Now, gym, G-Y-M, gymnasium. But it makes me think of a very good friend, an old friend of Vaughan Systems and an old friend of Vaughan Radio, who worked with us for many, many, many years, a lovely man called Jim Traynor, a gentleman Jim, who passed away in the last couple of days. Those of you who've been listening to us for a long time will remember a program he did called The Lighthouse with Fernanda for many years, a real gentleman from Newcastle in the northeast of England, a lovely man. With somewhere in his family, there's a connection to Ireland, and he's lived in Spain for decades and decades. So rest in peace, my friend, and the deepest sympathy to your family. So let's do a little bit of translation work. This is Translation Book 3, List 5. Translation Book 3, List 5. No lo cancelarán si tú vas. No lo cancelarán si tú vas. They won't cancel it if you go. They won't cancel it if you go. No iré si le incluyen a él. No iré si le incluyen a él. I won't go if they include him. I won't go if they include him. ¿Qué tienes en contra de él? ¿Qué tienes en contra de él? What do you have against him? What do you have against him? Nada en absoluto. Nada en absoluto. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Entonces, ¿por qué no le vas a invitar? Entonces, ¿por qué no le vas a invitar? Invitar. I'll say that one more time. Entonces, ¿por qué no le vas a invitar? Ah. Then, why aren't you going to invite him? Then, why aren't you going to invite him? ¿Por qué no quiero? ¿Por qué no quiero? Because I don't want to. Because I don't want to. ¿Cuándo estará listo el informe? ¿Cuándo estará listo el informe? When will the report be ready? When will the report be ready? Ya está preparado. Ya está preparado. It's already ready. It's already ready. Yep, sounds funny. It's already ready. You can even say it's ready already. But I prefer that you put already after the verb. It's already ready. ¿Cuándo lo vas a mandar? ¿Cuándo lo vas a mandar? When are you going to send it? Send it. When are you going to send it? Lo mandaré cuando usted me diga. Lo mandaré cuando usted me diga. I'll send it when you tell me. Now, of course, we don't have a form of usted in English. So you have to use polite language. You have to, of course, your tone. Or simply, I'll send it when you tell me, sir. Or I'll send it when you tell me, madam. Lo puedes mandar cuando quieras. Lo puedes mandar cuando quieras. You can send it whenever you want. You can send it whenever you want. Lo creeré cuando lo vea. Lo creeré cuando lo vea. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. The phrase of a doubting Thomas. Which, of course, comes from the story in the Bible after the crucifixion of Christ, when his apostles gathered together. And on the Sunday, what is now Easter Sunday, he appeared to them. He appeared to them. And Thomas was the apostle who doubted. And so Christ encouraged him to come forward and place his hand in his wound in the side where the Roman soldier had pierced his side with a spear. ¿Con qué frecuencia ves cosas así? ¿Con qué frecuencia ves cosas así? How often do you see things like that? How often do you see things like that? ¿De qué clase de cosas estás hablando? ¿De qué clase de cosas estás hablando? What kind of things are you talking about? What kind of things are you talking about? Esta será nuestra última oportunidad. Esta será nuestra última oportunidad. This will be our last chance. That's a song. It's a Beatles song. This will be our last chance. I can't remember what the name of the song is. Yes, this will be our last chance. Strong ch sound in there. This will be our last chance. ¿Qué harás si no pasa nada? ¿Qué harás si no pasa nada? What will you do if nothing happens? What will you do if nothing happens? Algo tiene que pasar. Algo tiene que pasar. Something has to happen. Something has to happen. Something must happen. Something has to happen. Siempre pasa algo cuando voy allí. Siempre pasa algo cuando voy allí. Something always happens when I go there. Something always happens when I go there. ¿Quién me esperará cuando yo llegué? ¿Quién me esperará cuando yo llegué? Who will meet me when I arrive? Who will meet me when I arrive? Who will meet me at the airport? Who will meet me when I arrive? Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 911-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. ¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 911-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Casi un año de pandemia, de malas noticias y de inseguridad. Casi un año sin poder disfrutar de los nuestros. Casi un año esperando una vacuna. Y mientras tanto, en Laboratorios LifeLength seguimos dándote el resultado de tu prueba PCR en el mismo día, como llevamos haciendo casi un año. Reserva ya tu cita online en citacovid.com.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to No Excuses. Welcome back to Vaughan Radio, or welcome if you're just joining me. And it looks like the snow is finally and slowly but surely melting in Madrid and other parts of Spain because of the rain. Now, unfortunately, it's probably going to lead to maybe not flooding, but I wonder how the drainage systems are going to cope with all that sudden melting of ice and snow and the rain on top of it. This is what we call snow melt. The water that is produced when snow melts. Snow melt. One word. Snow melt altogether. Let's practice a little bit of to look forward to. First, I'm going to ask you some questions and then we're going to do a rephrasing exercise. So I will say, for example, when you were a child, did you look forward to Christmas? When you were a child, did you look forward to Christmas? And you would say yes or no, whichever suits you. But I think when we were children, we enjoyed Christmas. I noticed that as people get older, a lot of people really do not enjoy Christmas because it brings back, I think, a lot of sad memories. I always like Christmas, but it's not such a good time for many other people. When you were a child, did you look forward to Christmas? When you were a child, did you look forward to Christmas? Yes. When I was a child, I looked forward to Christmas. I look forward to Christmas with bated breath. With what? With bated breath, which means to hold your breath. I was so excited I would hold my breath. To bated, B-A-I-T-E-D, with bated breath. When you were a child, did you look forward to Three Kings Day? The Epiphany is the official term in the Catholic Church. When you were a child, did you look forward to Three Kings Day? Now, of course, it's not such a big deal in Ireland as it is here, but I've mentioned to you before, it is Women's Christmas in Ireland. And this is not a modern, thing. This is an ancient thing. Going back before anybody knows, probably to Celtic times, to pagan times, it was early Christianity, but it's the 6th of January and it's a day in the southwest of Ireland only, some parts of the west, not so much in Dublin or other places, where women celebrated Christmas by getting together and the men would take care of the kids and the men would make the food and clean the house. Women's Christmas, or Little Christmas, it was also known as. When you were a child, did you look forward to going back to school after the summer break? When you were a child, did you look forward to going back to school after the summer break? No. When I was a child, I didn't look forward to going back to school after the summer break. I wanted the summer holidays to last forever. When you were a child, did you look forward to going back to school after the summer break? Are you looking forward to the coming weekend? Are you looking forward to the coming weekend? Yes. I think these days, one weekend is much the same as the one before. When you were hired by this company, did you look forward to your first day of work? When you were hired by this company, did you look forward to your first day of work? Yes. When I was hired by this company 17 years ago last Monday, I looked forward to my first day of work. Ask me if I looked forward to coming to Spain once I made the decision to come here. Ask me if I looked forward to coming to Spain once I made the decision to come here. Did you look forward to coming to Spain once you made the decision to come here? Did you look forward to coming to Spain once you made the decision to come here? Yes. Yes, I did. Back in June, I landed here on the 25th of June, 2003. I landed at the airport in Barcelona. So yes, I did. I did look forward to coming to Spain once I made the decision to come here. Ask me if I always look forward to giving this class. Ask me if I always look forward to giving this class. Yes, it's one of the best parts of the day. Yes, I look forward to giving this class. Ask me if I look forward to getting up early tomorrow. Ask me if I look forward to getting up early tomorrow. Yes, I look forward to getting up early tomorrow. Now, of course, living in Spain, you may not realize this, but we are spoilt with the weather in general. And of course, when it's raining and when it's dark and it's cold and it's, you know, it's January, the mornings are dark, the evenings are dark. It's maybe a little bit harder to get up, but you know, it'll improve. The days will get brighter and the evenings will get longer. Ask me if I'm looking forward to visiting my family this summer. Ask me if I'm looking forward to visiting my family this summer. Yes, I'm looking forward to visiting my family this summer. Now, we'll come back to this exercise later on for the rephrasing part. But in the meantime, we are going to do a little bit of work with more, fewer, and less. More, fewer, and less. So I will say, for example, Sally, 3 hamburgers. Ethan, 11 hamburgers. And I want you to use the verb to eat. So we're going to practice present tense here. So I want you to say, he eats more hamburgers than she does. And then the other way around, she eats fewer hamburgers than he does. So I'll repeat that. So we're practicing more, fewer, and less, depending on course, of course, on whether we're using countable or uncountable nouns. Now, more is used for both countable and uncountable. Fewer is used for countable only. And less is used for uncountable. Even though, and I read this even in so-called quality newspapers, a lot of native speakers misuse fewer and less. They say less people, for example, which is incorrect. It should be fewer because people are countable. You would say less light. Yes, light is uncountable. So, Sally, 3 hamburgers. Ethan, 11 hamburgers, and use the verb to eat. Start with him. Start with Ethan. He eats more hamburgers than she does. He eats more hamburgers than she does. And she? She eats fewer hamburgers than he does. She eats fewer hamburgers than he does. Sally and Andrew, 5 liters of beer. Ethan, 1 liter of beer. And I want you to use the verb to drink. So Sally and Andrew, 5 liters of beer. Ethan, 1 liter of beer. And I want you to use the verb to drink. Start with Sally and Andrew. They drink more beer than he does. They drink more beer than he does. And him? He drinks less beer than they do, because beer, of course, is uncountable. He drinks less beer than they do. Melissa, 12 flights every year. You, as in you, the listener, 30 flights every year. And I want you to use the verb to take. So Melissa, 12 flights every year. You, 30 flights every year. Now start with yourself. I take more flights than she does. I take more flights than she does. And what about her? She takes fewer flights than I do. She takes fewer flights than I do. Or it could also be, I take more flights than her. And she takes fewer flights than me. But I prefer you to use the auxiliary verb do. So I prefer, I take more flights than she does. She takes fewer flights than I do. Ethan, 75 words a minute. Sally, 53 words a minute. Type, the verb to type. Ethan, 75 words a minute. Sally, 53 words a minute. The verb to type. Start with Ethan. He types more words. Sorry, my mistake. I forgot to include the word minute. Ethan, 75 words a minute. Sally, 53 words a minute. Start with Ethan. He types more words per minute than she does. You can also say a minute. He types more words per minute than she does, like percent. He types more words than a minute than she does. And her, she types fewer words per minute than he does. She types fewer words per minute than he does. All right, let's go back and do a bit more work on look forward to. And we're going to use a rephrasing activity here. So I will use the word anxious to, and you're going to use look forward to and looking forward to. So I will say, for example, Nigel is anxious to visit his son. Nigel is anxious to visit his son. And you will say, Nigel is looking forward to visiting his son. So you have to use the ing when you have looking forward to. Nigel is anxious to visit his son. Nigel is looking forward to visiting his son. Nigel is looking forward to visiting his son. Natasha is anxious to go to Scotland. To Scotland. Natasha is anxious to go to Scotland. Natasha is looking forward to going to Scotland. Natasha is looking forward to going to Scotland. John isn't anxious to move to Louisiana. John isn't anxious to move to Louisiana. John isn't looking forward to moving to Louisiana. John isn't looking forward to moving to Louisiana. Lee is anxious to learn a lot of English in his new course. Lee is anxious to learn a lot of English in his new course. Lee is looking forward to learning a lot of English in his new course. Lee is looking forward to learning a lot of English in his new course. Nancy is anxious to work with Robert Redford. Now you might say, who are these people? So these people are fictional characters, fictional Vaughan characters, Baugan characters. You can find them in a book called Vaughan World. And this is a really good way, if you have an intermediate or advanced level, or even a high beginner level, and if you really want to improve your fluency with the verb tenses, there's a whole series of characters. And each character has several stories about them. And the first story is present simple of the verb to be. The second story is present simple of other verbs. The third story is, I think, present continuous. The fourth story is present perfect. And so they get a little bit more difficult. And there are audios and there are stories. And there are questions to test if you've understood. So that's Baugan World. And if you want to improve your comprehension and your fluency, I really recommend that. So, Nancy is anxious to work with Robert Redford. Now, Robert Redford, of course, is not a fictional character, but he makes an appearance in one of the stories. He's the only non-fictional character in these stories, if I remember correctly. So, Nancy is looking forward to working with Robert Redford. So, She's an interior decorator in Colorado. And I believe she's based on Richard Vaughan's sister, his late sister who passed away a couple of years ago. So she's an interior decorator in Colorado and she gets a contract to decorate Robert Redford's house. But if you want to find out what else happened, what sensational things happened in that story, you have to buy the book. Paula is anxious to spend a few weeks in the Canary Islands, not Canary. Canary. Paula is anxious to spend a few weeks in the Canary Islands. Paula is looking forward to spending a few weeks in the Canary Islands. Paula is looking forward to spending a few weeks in the Canary Islands. If you go to London, you might visit the business area of Canary Wharf, WHARF, which is usually a piece of it's a platform built out over water or land that is reclaimed from a river or from the sea, Canary Wharf. So Paula is looking forward to spending a few weeks in the Canary Islands. Roberto is anxious to start in Anderson Consulting. Roberto is anxious to start in Anderson Consulting. Roberto is looking forward to starting in Anderson Consulting. Roberto is looking forward to starting in Anderson Consulting. Carl, with a K, Carl is anxious to see Anna Bargini again. Anna Bargini and Carl are other characters in this series of stories. Carl is anxious to see Anna Bargini again. Carl is looking forward to seeing Anna Bargini again. Carl is German, Anna is Italian. Pamela is anxious to go to the amusement park. Parque de Atracciones. Pamela is anxious to go to the amusement park. Pamela is looking forward to going to the amusement park. Pamela is looking forward to going to the amusement park. Michael, who's Pamela's brother, Michael Johnson, Michael is anxious to play in the state tournament. He's a young, very good basketball player. Michael is anxious to play in the state tournament. Michael is looking forward to playing in the state tournament. Michael is looking forward to playing in the state tournament. Inés is anxious to get together with François. Now, Inés is from Seville and François is French. François features in the story, and François's uncle, Pierre, also features in the story. So Inés is anxious to get together with François. Inés is looking forward to getting together with François. Inés is looking forward to getting together with François. Philip is the father of Michael and Pamela and the husband of Nancy. So you have a whole lot of family stories here. Philip is anxious to spend a quiet weekend at home. Philip is anxious to spend a quiet weekend at home. Philip is looking forward to spending a quiet weekend at home. Philip is looking forward to spending a quiet weekend at home. All right, now I did say I would go back and review what we did earlier with indefinite pronouns. Something, everything, anyone, nobody, etc. So here we go. Tell me about an interesting thing on television tonight. Tell me about an interesting thing on television tonight. There's something interesting on television tonight. There's something interesting on television tonight. Ask me about all the things being finished. Ask me about all the things being finished. Is everything finished? Is everything finished? Ask me about a clever person in that company. Ask me about a clever person in that company. One clever person. Is there anyone clever in that company? Is there anyone clever in that company? Tell me that zero people are going. Tell me that zero people are going. Nobody's going. Nobody's going. So you would contract this. Nobody is going, but you could contract nobody's. Nobody's going. Nobody's perfect. Ask me about a good place for coffee near here. Ask me about a good place for coffee near here. Is there anywhere good for coffee near here? Is there anywhere good for coffee near here? Ask me about famous restaurants near my office. Ask me about famous restaurants near my office. Are there any famous restaurants near your office? Are there any famous restaurants near your office? Ask me about all the people being hungry. Ask me about all the people being hungry. Is everybody hungry? Is everyone hungry? Also the same. Tell me about a rich person in that office, but in a negative. Negative statement. Tell me about a rich person in that office. There isn't anyone rich in that office. There isn't anybody rich in that office. There isn't anyone rich in that office. Ask me about him knowing a person in London. Ask me about him knowing a person in London. Does he know anyone in London? Does he know anybody in London? Do you know anybody in London? Tell me that zero things are ready. Tell me that zero things are ready. Nothing is ready. Nothing is ready. Ask me about a relaxing place to have lunch near here. Ask me a relaxing cup of cafe con leche. A lot of people made fun of that lady, which was Ana Botella, for that. But she tried. She made an effort. And I always applaud somebody who makes an effort with their English. But people made fun of her. But she tried. She tried. Ask me about a relaxing place to have lunch near here. Is there anywhere relaxing to have lunch near here? Is there anywhere relaxing to have lunch near here? Tell me about a better thing than that. Negative. Tell me about a better thing than that. There isn't anything better than that. There isn't anything better than that. Tell me all the additional people are working right now. Now, this is the difficult one, so I'll give you a clue. You're going to use the word else in your response. E-L-S-E. Tell me all the additional people are working right now. Everyone else is working right now. Everyone else is working right now. It's very common. You go to a shop or you make a phone call to buy something and the person at the end of the phone call says, can I help you with anything else? Would you like anything else? Can I get you anything else? Tell me about a hard thing in the soup. Tell me about a hard thing in the soup. There's something hard in the soup. There's something hard in the soup. And then finally, ask me about an additional place. Ask me about an additional place. Is there anywhere else? Is there anywhere else? It's like if you go to a restaurant and all the tables are taken and you think, can I book a table? I'm sorry, sir, we're full up. And you might say, is there anywhere else? Is there anywhere else? So they would direct you to another restaurant, hopefully. Is there anywhere else? Yes, across the street, there's a very good restaurant because, you know, there should be some cooperation in, there should be some cooperation in business. Now, we reviewed that. Let's review a little bit of the vocabulary that we did before. This is book 3, list 9, in case you missed it earlier. Un atajo, a shortcut. Discipline. Para siempre, forever. Pastor alemán, German shepherd. Now be careful of your pronunciation of German with a strong G and shepherd with a strong SH. German shepherd. Chismoreo. Gossip. Auriculares. Headphones are the ones you use with your, the wireless ones are called earbuds because you also have earphones. Typically headphones are more cascos that cover your ear and then earphones go inside the ear. Leader. Be careful of the pronunciation in English. Leader. Cercano. Nearby. NEARBY. Simple. O sin aires. Plain. PLAIN. Plain is also a way of describing landscape or topography. If you go to the Midwestern part of the United States, most of those states are very flat. Ohio, Oklahoma, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, Kansas, very flat. The plains, which of course were populated by the Plains Indians, the Plains Native Americans. It's where a lot of the wheat for the United States is produced. Pragmatic. With the emphasis on the second syllable, pragmatic. Arriesgado. Risky. R-I-S-K-Y. Escándalo. Scandal. Again, careful of your pronunciation here. Elongate the S. Scandal. It's a scandal. Listo o elegante. Smart. Again, be careful of the pronunciation. Smart. Resumen. Summary. Apretado. Tight. Exportar. To export. With the emphasis on the first syllable. To export. Odiar. Hate. And be careful of that word beginning with H. Because you don't want to say hate. So soften it. Breathe while you're speaking. Hate. Dudar o vacilar. To hesitate. There's an expression in English which is he who hesitates is lost. Inspeccionar. To inspect. Emphasis on the second syllable. To inspect. Levantar. To lift or to raise. The government is going to raise restrictions at the beginning of February, we hope. Or the government is going to lift restrictions at the beginning of February. Echar de menos o perder. To miss. As in to miss your boat, to miss your train, or to miss a person. I missed them. They were here for 2 weeks and now I missed them that they're gone. Recordar. To recall. To recall, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger film, Total Recall. Dar la mano. To shake hands. A no ser que. A no ser que. Unless. Unless. Anchura. Anchura. With. With. W-I-D-T-H. Pronounced with. Pronounced with. Now we've got 1 minute left. Let's do a very quick review of... Sorry, let's finish the translation as we started earlier. This is Vaughan Translation Booklet 3, List 5. Se casarán este otoño. Se casarán este otoño. They'll get married this autumn. Or they'll get married this fall in American English. ¿Por qué no vendrán antes? ¿Por qué no vendrán antes? Why won't they come sooner? Why won't they come sooner? Iré si vienes conmigo. Iré si vienes conmigo. I'll go if you come with me. I'll go if you come with me. Lo harán si les ayudas. Lo harán si les ayudas. They'll do it if you help them. They'll do it if you help them. No me quedaré aquí más tiempo. No me quedaré aquí más tiempo. I won't stay here any longer. I won't stay here any longer. And finally, me comeré el mío si te comes el tuyo. Me comeré el mío si te comes el tuyo. I'll eat mine if you eat yours. I'll eat mine if you eat yours. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great evening. Have a great day. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.